Thank
no,
you.
you're good.
Hello, my friends. Welcome to On Point, Rachel Turgeman. I'm so glad you can join us tonight. My friends, baby boomers, they're aging, they're facing retirement, they're living longer lives, thank God. But with that, soon, they're going to have to look for quality home health care services. As a matter of fact, 86,000 Floridians, that's right, you heard right, 86,000 Floridians are waiting on the waiting list for care community elderly programs. Community care elderly programs. This is unbelievable. I can't wait for you to hear all about United Home Care. And guess what? Older adults that do not have Medicaid are also relying on these programs. Now, the great news is that United Home Care is here for all of us. Joining us tonight is somebody extremely, extremely special. You probably have seen her on television, heard about her on radio. She is the development director for United Home Care. Her name is Jacqueline Allers. She is truly, truly amazing. She has raised over $65 million for various causes. Wow, that's a big wow, $65 million. She has worked for amazing nonprofit organizations, national ones, like the American Red Cross, American Heart Association, the Nicholas Children's Hospital Foundation, and the list is endless, my friends. Jacqueline, welcome. Welcome to On Point with Rachel Turgeman. Congratulations. If I had a hat, I would take it off to you. Congratulations on all your ginormous contributions to society. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for inviting me today to speak about United Home Care. I'll tell you, being in the nonprofit arena for me helps me sleep at night because I know when I lay my head down that I'm helping people in my local community, whether it's through senior care, homelessness, health issues, children, veterans, domestic violence victims. These are the broad span of individuals, families, and community members that I've helped throughout the nation.
That's amazing, remarkable. All these issues are so important to our community, and I know that a lot of our viewers can relate to some of these issues as well. These are global issues that you are tackling, thank God, and United Home Care is at the forefront of quality home healthcare services. Tonight, Jacqueline, I want to have a front and center conversation with you regarding your Transforming Senior Living campaign at United Home Care. Of course, before that, I want to make sure that all our viewers get to know you. Tell us about you. Talk to us about your career journey, your successful career journey, and how were you introduced to United Home Care?
Sure. So I have about almost 25 years experience in nonprofit fundraising. I actually started with my local Chamber of Commerce in Doral as the executive director. I sat on the board, then executive director. I was then recruited to the Heart Association. From there, I was recruited to the American Red Cross as the chief development officer, chief marketing officer. Let me tell you something. I have timing because I started with the Red Cross 2 weeks before Hurricane Katrina.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was.
You got your feet wet really good there.
Pretty much. And we ended up raising $24 million for national, $4 million for local.
God bless you and your team.
It's a team effort, but it was a community-wide effort. It was board members. It was advocates. It was everybody going out there, going into their networks and circles and making sure that we were servicing our community members. We had an influx of a lot of people coming in from, you know, Louisiana and so forth and the areas that were hardest hit. So it was radio stations, media partners, everybody.
And it's a lot of collaboration and getting all the partners together, mobilizing them. You know, it looks easy, but somebody that's been, wow, I've been in community relations for 39 years. Am I telling you my age? Our viewers know how old I am, but it's okay, right? We're still looking great, thank God.
Yeah.
But yes, and in all seriousness with you, Jacqueline, I want to commend you publicly for all the jobs that you have had that deal with raising money. You know, all our viewers know that raising funds is not easy, but you know, you hit it right on the nose. When we're talking about United Home Care, which is taking care of our vulnerable populations, if you will, of our older adults, of our disabled adults, how can we not give? We have to give. And the way I look at Jacqueline, you know, today we give for older adults. Tomorrow, they're gonna give for us because we hope to get older and older too, because it's a blessing, right? It's a blessing to get older.
Yes, it is a blessing. As you know, we've had this conversation before. In our 20s, we talk about where we're going to go out in the evening, right? Or on weekends. 30s, we're showing pictures of our kids. 40s, we're talking about new ailments that were discovered through our medical teams. 50s, we're comparing medications that we have. But what happens when you're retiring and you're living longer? You're living longer. Does that mean you're going to live long in good health? Or you may have to, you know, see doctors and experience some health issues as you get older.
Exactly.
Americans and everyone is living a lot longer than what they saved for.
Thank God, right?
Let me stress again what they saved for. These are individuals that thought they were going to retire and live maybe to the age of 70. Our average client is 81 years old. What do you do with that extra 11 years? Did you have the savings enough to be able to take care of your health care costs?
Well, that's why we have United Home Care, because as we talk to all our viewers tonight, and as they open up their hearts and their minds and their souls to give, to donate to United Home Care, so that tomorrow, like I said earlier, somebody will donate to them. So we donate today, and tomorrow we donate for them. Right. Let's talk a little bit about the mission of United Home Care, Jacqueline. For those viewers that have seen or have not seen our recent interviews with our president and CEO, big shout out to him, Carlos Martinez, and also Roger Lopez, who's the COO, and of course, Jose Fuentes, who's the chairman. For those of you that missed the show, tell our new viewers, Jacqueline, what exactly is the mission in a nutshell? And then we can elaborate later on. How's that?
Sure, of course. Well, we want to make a difference in the lives of individuals by offering community-based health solutions that promote independence and wellness at home. Our tagline is, there's just no place like home.
And that's true. I remember that my mother, may she rest in peace, we didn't know about United Home Care. Had we known, we would have definitely called you guys up and say, listen, we need a home health aide to come over immediately. We want your skilled nurses to come over as well, and your physical therapist. We didn't know you existed, but thank God now we're in a position to tell millions of viewers, my friends, United Home Care is here for you. No longer do you need to suffer when you need to go to work and leave your loved ones home. Now you can rely on United Home Care to take care of your loved ones right in their comfort of their own homes, which is truly remarkable. Talking about that, congratulations on your campaign with Alina Palenzuela, who's your marketing director. Of course, your president and CEO, Carlos Martinez, Joe Fuentes, and your entire board, Blanca Ceballos. Talk to us about transforming senior living. That's a buzzword in the community. Tell us all about that.
Okay, absolutely. It's my pleasure. So United Home Care, so that you know a little history and background, in 2023, it'll be 50 years that we've been servicing our local community. You know, we're servicing about 5,000 clients, not patients. We don't call them patients, in their homes, about 17,000 hours a week.
That's a lot.
In helping caretakers, you know, you have dual parents that are sometimes working and they can't take care of their elderly seniors or parents. So we provide different services at the home that help them go out with peace of mind, knowing that their family members are taken care of. But what happens? In order to transform what's happening, you mentioned that there are so many people that are on the waiting list in the state of Florida. Here in South Florida, here in Miami-Dade, we have 1,800 that are on the waiting list.
Wow.
I mean, how can I not look to partner with public entities and private entities in our local communities to see how we can fund some of the initiatives that we feel, after speaking with our board and our senior leadership team, that are the priorities for our seniors. So transforming senior living is how to invest in our seniors, where it becomes a true return on investment for the entire community.
I love it.
What are those priorities? My success in fundraising has been because my mentality is we're not a charity. We're an organization, a 501c3, that's in business of taking care of seniors at home. We're just a nonprofit.
But let me interrupt you there for a second, Jacqueline, because you said, you know, charity. Congratulations to the, you know, to the leader here, Carlos Martinez, and all his executive staff. Because, and you too, Jacqueline, because you're up there as well. You guys just won the Charity Navigator. You rated 100% to give
Yes.
The gift of giving, give it with confidence.
Yes.
And to me, that's outstanding, my friends. Viewers, are you listening? You can give freely to United Home Care. Know that your dollars are going to be invested wisely. They're transparent. They're accountable. They're responsible. You want to elaborate on that?
It's all about integrity for us. Yes. It's making sure that we're filling our mission and that we're doing it with integrity. We treat our clients as if they were our own parents. Our employees are our families. And we want to make sure that everybody knows that we are frontline workers out there that are going in and taking care, you know, our home health aides are out there, you know, on the front line, taking care of the seniors in our local communities. And I'm going to speak a little bit about that in our transforming senior living, because it's really, really exciting. And I think it's first and foremost, you did ask me, so I'm going to circle back. How did I come to United Home Care? I actually know the chairman, Jose Fuentes, for many, many years. So we've been having this conversation for a couple of years as far as joining the team and putting the strategy together for the transforming senior living, what the priorities were going to be, how do we address those challenges, and what type of funding we're looking at, right? Because without funding, we're not going to make this possible.
Absolutely. Unfortunately. Everything is money. We know that.
Yeah. Money makes the world go around, unfortunately, but love helps. Love helps.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we love what we do here at United Home Care. And if it weren't for them, I think that a lot of our seniors and our community members would be suffering. So let's talk about some of the challenges. Some of the challenges that we want to address through strategy and innovative partnerships. The first one would be keeping our seniors home, right?
Yes.
And safe. Because we talk about that keeping them in nursing homes, the people that will serve, would cost about $115 million a year.
Wow. That's a lot of money. Versus?
Versus, Rachel, get this, $12.5 million a year.
Wow. Huge difference. It's like over $100
million. Imagine the cost savings if, you know, to our taxpayers. Keeping them at home where they're safe, where they feel.
And that's where they want to be, Jacqueline. They want to be home.
They want to be home.
Older adults prefer to be home, and I can't blame them.
Well,
when I get a lot older, I want to be home too.
Long-term care facilities are very, very important. But honestly, you know, I've seen it in my personal life that when my parents went to one, their spirit is the first thing that goes, and then their health deteriorates. So you really want to keep them in the familiar surroundings where they feel loved, where it's familiar to them, particularly, you know, seniors, Alzheimer's, dementia, taking them out of that comfort zone makes a huge difference.
Absolutely. And especially when you have the services that you guys have, United Home Care, because you are the leading agency. And get this, viewers, United Home Care is the leading agency for Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
And that is remarkable. So we're talking about expertise all the way. And you talked about, you know, getting together with community-based organizations to help you in this holistic empire.
Right.
That Carlos Martinez at the helm, who's our president and CEO, is creating for our older adults. It's really transforming. I mean, the campaign, the name of your campaign is remarkable. I love it. Transforming Senior Living. I mean, you can't get a better name than that. You know, our older adults do not want to be institutionalized. Viewers, I'm sure that you have your many grandparents, if they're still alive, I'm sure you don't want to institutionalize them in a nursing home. You just heard that Jacqueline said it costs $115 million a year versus 12.4. So viewers, I want you to definitely contact United Home Care. Look them up. They're amazing. Support them. Give to them freely, and no donation is too small. So Jacqueline, getting back to transforming senior living, let's get into specifics.
Sure.
What are we talking about? Keeping our home safer, and can you tell us how?
Okay, so there's four strategies that we're looking to approach with transforming senior living, right? And one is obviously keeping them at home where they're going to be safe, where things like medication can be managed, where, you know, obviously, we're going to have a specialist that's going to be coming in and taking care of us. So that's going to include the home health aide going to their house. Sometimes it includes social work services, home delivered meals, nutrition information, caregiver respite. I mean, the caregivers that have to stay home, sometimes they need a break too.
I'm hearing you mention all these specialties.
Right.
I mean, that's amazing. Is that why I've read that you have community-based solutions? Because you have made sure that all the T's across, you know, when I mean you and United Home Care and our president, Carlos Martinez, Alina Valenzuela, Joe, and your entire board of directors, every little aspect of keeping an older adult or disabled adult home, you guys, United Home Care, have thought about. That's remarkable. Go ahead.
I think, you know, up to 50 years, I think we're doing something right when you're talking almost 50 years. So I think, you know, as you grow, you learn and you cater yourself to your clients. So there's different options and different things that we have to do. But back to transforming senior living, the four strategies, like I said, the first one is to make sure that they stay in their home. That's going to be a cost savings like we just both mentioned. Okay, so that's a huge savings for taxpayers, right?
And I'm sure that our viewers are clapping their hands as they watch us and as they hear us on the 12 podcasts.
I would think so, you know, because 17,000 hours a week, imagine how much more we can do.
Absolutely.
Especially for those 1,800 that are on the waiting list in Miami-Dade County, to be able to service them as well, right? So that's our first priority, making sure that we're keeping them at home as opposed to a long-term care facility. Our second one is keeping them safe at home. When you think about safety, when you get older, you know you need stability bars. You may need a ramp, but do you think about that maybe they need a new refrigerator because they need it for their medication?
Hello, very important. A lot of the medications have to be in the refrigerator.
Right.
You need a refrigerator at home.
Or a microwave to heat up food. I mean, all of these things that we don't think about that we actually take for granted, honestly, are things that we look at when we're servicing our seniors. That costs money, like we talked about, okay? So keeping them with medical equipment, medical supplies, everything that they need, do their management of medicine.
Well, let me stop you there for a second. When you say medical supplies, medical equipment, you know, unfortunately, I didn't know that you guys existed. Had I known when my mother was alive, we would have definitely used your services. But I remember my sister Fanny, because I had to go work, and we had housekeepers here 24/7. I remember my sister Fanny Elias calling everywhere trying to get medical equipment, and it's expensive. Fact that you help us with this, you know, medical equipment and supplies, I mean, that's remarkable. And I know that our viewers and our podcast listeners are listening to what you have to say, because again, we all want to get older, happier, and healthier in our homes. Go ahead.
And safer, because when you keep them, you know, at home safe with these medical equipment and things, it avoids more hospital visits, right? A slip and fall, something else that could happen. And what if they're by themselves when this happened? They don't have any medical equipment. There's a lot that goes into it. You know, our minds want to think that we walk faster, run faster, or still do as we get older, but we really don't, you know? So there's a lot of things that can happen as you're navigating yourself. So mitigating those health risks of, you know, accidents, it's huge that we need to do for our seniors. Number three, and this one as a mom just really, it makes me really emotional, because we don't talk enough about food insecurity for our seniors. And when you have to make a decision between, you know, having a meal or being able to take your medication, because the cost,
that should not be a choice, Jacqueline.
It shouldn't be
a choice. We should have access. Our older adults, our grandparents should have access. Our great great grandparents should have access, you know, to food and also to the medications. You know, if you don't have anybody administering the medications, and I know you have the home healthcare aides from United Home Care, thank God for them, it could be disastrous.
Yeah,
it could be. For an older adult and for somebody that has to work, a family member, a daughter or a son or a grandson that gets home, God forbid, if they don't have United Home Care there taking care of their loved one, we can find our older adult beloved one dead because of the medication. So, you know, I want to stress upon all our viewers tonight, my friends, you're listening to Jacqueline Allores, who's the Director of Development for United Home Care. She's talking to you with her heart in your hands. Please donate to United Home Care. Look them up. They have a beautiful website. Donate. Today, we need you. Tomorrow, you may need us. We'll donate to, you know, to your causes as well. This is about a life and death situation. We don't want to institutionalize our older adults or our disabled adults. We already know, and you were talking about it earlier, Jacqueline, that many times your aura, your light, is turned off when you go to an institution. And that's why we have to rely on United Home Care so they can always shine that beautiful diamond light upon our beloved older adults. Go ahead.
So food insecurity, obviously, we want to include, you know, teaching them about nutrition, making sure that we have meals delivered to their home. We want to secure partnerships in the local community with food wholesalers. We want to secure with big chain restaurants. I mean, imagine here in South Florida, we have a huge Hispanic population. Wouldn't it be great to partner with some of these larger Hispanic entities where Absolutely. They can be contributing to the seniors in their, you know, these are the people that have been their customers for years.
I love what you're saying because, you know, we have great restaurants. We have Hispanic restaurants and African-American restaurants and Bohemian restaurants and Asian restaurants. I mean, if everybody could partner with United Home Care, could you imagine? It's like building a salad with all these different flavors, right?
Right.
Oh my God, it's so exciting what you're doing, Jacqueline, with transforming.
And Miami-Dade is, we are that cultural salad. So, you know, we want to include all the partners in every area. So the fourth one, believe it or not, is something that's also near and dear to my heart because a lot of our seniors have pets as companions. A lot of them spend a lot of time alone. But what happens when that senior has to go to the hospital and get operated on, have surgery, be in there for a few days? Who takes care of that pet, their beloved pet, their sidekick? Because I have one of those at home. His name is Pablo. And believe me, after the show, Pablo's going to be at the front door waiting for me.
Oh, how cute.
But when that happens, when they go to the hospital, the first thing they're actually asking for is their pet. They're not asking about, you know, even if you're their child, I could go in there and say, Mom, how are you doing? You know, she will say, how's Pablo? You know, that's
so true. About. And I can relate to that too, Jacqueline, because my sister, Fanny Elias, takes care of my nephew's dog. And his name's Gerald. And Gerald's like a person.
Yeah.
You know, when we go visit them for Shabbat every Friday night, you know, the dog comes and he's hugging Dr. Alan Silver, kissing him and jumping all over him, goes on his lap. So you're right. Pets are human beings to us that love pets so much. And I could just imagine, just to give a scenario that could be very possible, somebody falls, they don't have United Home Care, they don't have the grab bars, they don't have a great bathroom that United Home Care has fit, you know, fixed for them, right. And they have to go to the hospital. But if they have United Home Care, United Home Care is trying to partner with other entities so they can go to the hospital, peace of mind, if they have to, right? And United Home Care is trying to find a way how they can collaborate so their pets are taken care of. Is that
absolutely
true?
Absolutely. But you know, let's look at this. When I go away, when people who have pets go away, vacation, whatever the case may be, the average cost for an overnight doggy hotel stay is $60. Wow. I mean, do you think
we're not talking about $10?
Our seniors, over 60% of the seniors that we serve don't even have $2,000 in assets. So, you know, they're living from their retirement funds. These were firefighters, teachers, you know, frontline people in our local communities that build our communities up. How can we not go back and invest in them as they invested in us?
Absolutely, 100%.
So to me, it just makes sense, right? But here's the great part. Like, why do I call it investing in transforming for senior living as opposed to donating? When you use the word donating, you're going to get pennies on the dollar because you're talking about only to people that have an affinity for the organization and the services that they provide, right?
That's interesting the way you're putting it, conceptualizing it. I like that. Go ahead.
So as a business person, what is your return on investment, right? Did you know that United Home Care has a learn and work program where, particularly with the pandemic, this is huge. You can switch careers. You can come with us. We will train you for a week. You get your certification and we give you a job.
With a bunch of benefits from what I understand.
With a bunch of benefits. So how does that work? Let's say we want to do a community homestead. We're going to be doing workforce development pretty much. We're going to be helping the economy. You know why? Those people that are going to be our home health aides and going to be our employees and our partners and our family members, they're going to have to open up bank accounts. They're going to need a car to get around.
Absolutely.
Right? They're going to need a place to stay, rent, or buy a home or something of that nature. So why aren't we partnering and getting investments from banks, car dealers, you know, any type of management company.
But I'm sure that if you start knocking on doors, which you will.
Oh, yes.
The banks are going to open the doors for you, United Home Care.
Right.
Jack Lynn as the director of development. There's a number on the screen, my friends. We're not going to say donate anymore. We're going to say invest. I like that.
Invest.
Invest. Invest in United Home Care today for our older adults. Tomorrow, other people will invest for you as you get older. As we said earlier, getting older is a gift. So how are you planning to visit these investors? And what are you going to say besides what you've said, which really touched my heart, by the way you framed it? Why is becoming or recruiting investors, if you will, Jacqueline, so important to you in this campaign?
Personally, my parents, you know, were older. They both passed. May they rest in peace. But they had health issues. And they lived in Tampa. And there wasn't a United Home Care there to be able to provide these services. And I'm sure they would have, you know, I actually saw their spirit just leave them. They weren't my parents anymore. And, you know, my mom had dementia. We deal with a lot of people with dementia. When you have a family member that has dementia or Alzheimer's, they say that you experience death twice. When it actually happens that they do are diagnosed with this and it's deteriorating, and when they actually pass away. So if I can do anything to help the families in South Florida experience a healthier life, a little bit more longevity.
Yes.
In the comfort of their home, surrounded by their loved ones, I'm going to knock on every door in Miami-Dade County. Believe me.
Start knocking. Go ahead and start knocking, because you're going to get those big white smiles, and they're going to open up their purses and their wallets for you. And they're going to invest in United Home Care, taking care of our older adults and the stable adults right in the comfort of their own homes. What a beautiful concept. Tell me, you have a huge luncheon coming up.
You just read my mind, because I was just going to talk about that.
Great minds think alike.
I think we do. So we do. We have the annual Claude Pemper Awards Luncheon on May 12th at the Pullman Hotel, which was the old Sofitel. And we're expecting about 300, but I think we're going to blow the roof off this one. And I have a secret for you. I can finally tell you who the award recipients are.
Tell us, because I don't know all of them.
Yes, because the last show, I believe, our CEO, Carlos, has spoken about it. So did Mr. Jose Fuentes, our chairman of the board. But the nominees were not announced. So drum roll, please. We are going to, for the Thelma Gibson Community Service Award, the award recipient is the Honorable Otis T. Wallace, Mayor of Florida City.
He's done so much. Congratulations, Mayor. Beautiful. He deserves it.
For the Corporate Service Award, we have Annette Frankie, and she's the chair of the AARP Board of Directors.
Very important.
Very important for senior citizens.
Yes. Congratulations.
The Active Living Award, we have Mr. Luis Del Pozo, who we love here at United Home Care. He's a consultant, he's done business development and physician relations, retired vice president of University of Miami. I'm going to skip one and get back to that. The Community Builder Award, the Honorable Manolo Reyes, Commissioner, City of Miami, District 4.
He's legendary. Amazing work in our community for years. He's been at it. God bless him.
The Public Service Award, none other than our very own state attorney, Catherine Fernandez Rundle.
Yes, and I got to say something about her. And I'm so happy that United Home Care selected her. A big kudos to our president and CEO, Carlos Martinez, to Joe Fuentes, who's the chairman, to Mr. Lopez Roger, who's the COO. I'm so happy that the entire board selected Kathy Fernandez Rundle. For our viewers that know her, she's amazing. She's a crime fighter. She's a Miami-Dade state attorney. She has created task forces in domestic violence, human trafficking. She's constantly, you know, lobbying in Tallahassee to see how we can improve our laws here to keep us all safer. So I want to congratulate Jacqueline, United Home Care, for giving her this very well-deserved award. Kathy Fernandez Rundle, we love you. We appreciate you.
Okay, but last but not least, our Media Service Award goes to none other than you are wonderful Dr. Rachel Turgeman and Dr. Alan Silver, principals for the wow. On Point with Rachel Turgeman show.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Drum roll. Thank you. And I want to say on behalf of my fiance, Dr. Alan Silver, who does all the technology for On Point with Rachel Turgeman, we want to humbly accept this amazing award, you know, following all these champion advocates like, you know, Kathy Fernandez Rundle, like Anna Vega Milton from the Jose Milton Foundation, like the Honorable Carrie Meek, like Garth Reese from the Miami Times, like Miami Herald, the Nuevo Herald, Mr. Rosenberg from FIU, of course, Eduardo Padron from Miami-Dade College. I can go on and on and on of all your past honorees. So I really want to thank the leadership of United Home Care for selecting Dr. Silver and myself to get this amazing Champion Community Award in service of the media. And I have nothing but great things to say for United Home Care. And I hope that I see a lot of our viewers buying tickets to May 12th. My friends, this is a charity luncheon. You know, come on out. Let's celebrate all the major contributions that we're doing for the community, for our multicultural communities. Let's applaud, you know, Carlos Martinez, who's at the helm. This gentleman is constantly thinking about innovative ways to keep our older adults and disabled adults at home. So I want to thank you, Jacqueline, for bringing all these names here to us and for inviting everybody on May 12th to buy their tickets and join us at the United Home Care Senator Claude Pepper Honorees Award Ceremony.
Please visit us at unitedhomecare.com, and you can find all the information about the luncheon, our services in the community, who our leadership is, our mission, our values, and you'll find that you won't get another organization such as ourselves offering these services in Miami-Dade County. We need your help to help the 5,000 and the 1,800 that are still on the waiting list. So I look forward to hearing from you very soon and seeing you on May 12th at the Pullman Hotel for the 27th annual Claude Pepper Luncheon.
We're super excited. Well, unfortunately, Jacqueline, we're running out of time. I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your very busy calendar and joining us here tonight on On Point Rachel Turgeman. Congratulations on your strategic vision to continue raising funds for United Home Care so that our older adults and disabled adults can remain in the comfort of their own homes with outstanding home health care services. Is there a last minute message that you would like to add before we leave?
Any investment will help. So please open up your purse strings. If you're a business in the area and you want to talk about how you can invest in workforce development, economic development in your region, let us know. We're going to be reaching out to all the partners. And if you've heard me and I mention any of your industry, I look forward to meeting you. For those supporters of this show, please reach out to your networks and your circles and let them know how important our services are. We may not need them today, but we will soon.
Beautiful. I love it, Jacqueline. Congratulations for doing an outstanding job. I look forward to seeing you on May 12th. I look forward to seeing a lot of our viewers. Come on out, introduce yourself to us. We would love to have you there on May 12th. What time does it start? 11 o'clock, I think it's registration. We're going to have a fantastic time at the Pullman Hotel. Look them up on the website, United Home Care. I look forward to having you back on On Point Rachel Turgeman, Jacqueline, and also all your associates as well. And you're doing excellent work. God bless you.
Thank you.
I'll talk to you later. And to all of you, thank you so much for joining us tonight on On Point Rachel Turgeman. Remember that keeping informed and staying connected allows all of us to make the right decisions. Open up your pocketbooks, open up your wallets, and invest in United Home Care. Today, you invest for others. Tomorrow, we invest for you. God bless you all. Stay healthy and safe. Bye-bye for now.
No, you're good.
Because together, they're stronger. Individually, you're stronger.